and welcome to Stories from the Bunker, the weekly podcast where we look at the weird and the wonderful, the strange and the supernatural. And joining me, Robin, today are Martin.
Hello.
Hello, how are you?
As always, good.
Good.
Well, 90% of the time, I'm good. Yeah. The other 10%, I'm awful.
No in between whatsoever.
No, I'm good.
Just extremes, yeah.
I think I'm always good.
Yeah, good, yeah, you're generally a very good person.
Generally.
Well, yeah.
You're generally you. A like very said. Good person.
You're generally an okay person. Yeah.
And the other
10% of the time.
Well, the other lovely voice you can hear on this program is Alex.
Hello there, Robin.
How are you, Alex?
Oh, yeah, I'm fine. I'm excited to get into whatever we're talking about today.
Mm. What are we talking?
Well, just first, I like that you called it a program. I haven't heard that word for a while. A program. Sounds like a television program.
Yeah. This is programmed. Very deliberately. Same time every week.
That's true.
Same bat channel.
Yeah. Nice. Sorry, I just interrupted. What are we talking about?
What are we talking about?
Well, I wanted to talk to you guys today about the whole thing with Trump buying Greenland. Because usually I tend to avoid Trump stories, but I mean, that one just needed to be spoken about.
It's a special one.
It's great.
Yeah. And I don't think the whole issue is controversial, but it's not political, is it? Left, right wing, except left or right, you know.
And I think the idea of actually purchasing a country has other historical connotations to it as well, and kind of whether can you actually do that? So I thought it would be interesting exploring it in that kind of context.
Okay,
cool.
Okay.
Hmm. What about you, Martin?
I'm talking about Russia and
Trump and Russia and
the same podcast. What's going on?
And the potential for Russia carrying out nuclear tests and then trying to cover them up. They basically turned off all censoring equipment.
For goodness sake, come on.
Yes.
Why are they doing that?
Yeah.
Well, I'm excited.
Well, we'll find out.
And of course, I'll be ending today's podcast with a quiz.
Woo!
And there is a theme to today's quiz.
I love theme.
Is it one shipwrecks from the 1700s?
I wish it were.
Is it shipwrecks from the 1600s?
I'm afraid there are no shipwrecks in this quiz. The theme is Scotland and Ireland.
I am going to lose.
No, you'll be all right.
We'll both lose on 0-0.
Unless it's about the Flannan Isles Scottish lighthouse incident, then I think I'm definitely going to lose.
You know, it is.
The whole thing?
No, of course it isn't. Okay. That'd be silly. There was no reason for this theme, by the way. I thought, I could save this for St. Andrew's Day or St. Patrick's Day, but that's November and March. It's August. I can't be bothered to wait that long.
And those are two of the questions, so.
Those are two of the questions.
Yeah.
I've already forgotten them.
Okay, then. So, do you want to elaborate on Trump and Greenland?
Yeah, let's. So, obviously, this happened this week. I think it was Tuesday. Trump basically said that he wanted to buy Greenland or was interested in purchasing Greenland from Denmark. So we'll get into the story, but I wanted to first give some background information on Greenland itself.
Yeah.
So Greenland was first claimed by Denmark in 1814. So that's how long that they've been owned by Denmark.
That's actually more recent than I would have expected.
Yeah, I think before that, actually, it's kind of had a long, complicated history with people coming over. So it was owned by both the Danes and Norway, actually. Yeah. But then I think Norway collapsed or something around this time, and it was solely owned by Denmark by 1814. And then in 1979, Denmark granted Greenland home rule. So that was basically allowing it to self-govern and manage it, have its own kind of system of government in place. So it's kind of autonomous. Yeah. It requires a lot of resources from Denmark, but it operates autonomously.
Bit of devolution.
Bit of devolution, yeah, exactly.
We do love a bit of home rule, don't we?
And interestingly enough, this wasn't actually the first time a US president has tried to buy Greenland.
Really?
Don't know if you know about that.
Didn't know.
Do you want to guess the other president who tried?
Roosevelt.
Not Roosevelt, no.
Lincoln.
Good guess. Not Lincoln. Closer to Roosevelt.
Oh.
I think. Yeah, no, it absolutely was.
Truman.
It was Truman, yeah.
Really? Truman tried to buy Greenland.
It was, yeah. Huh. So this was, during the war in 1940, Denmark was overrun by Nazi Germany.
Yeah.
And Greenland, meanwhile, was sparsely populated, and the Danish colonial authorities were concerned that other military forces might mount an invasion and claim the island. And they were worried about, Canada, the UK, and Norway and that kind of thing for claiming it, because at this point in time It was a colony of Denmark.
Yeah.
So it was uninhabited, unoccupied territory of an occupied country. So really, at this point,
nobody.
It was a grey area, and no one kind of owned it whilst Denmark was occupied. So they were worried that someone would just come in and take Greenland. And the US, they invited the United States to intervene, which it did by creating military bases there.
Denmark did. They invited the US.
Yeah, okay. So they invited them over, used it as a strategic point during the war. And after the Allies won, the Truman administration decided it liked having those military bases so much, they made an offer to buy Greenland from Denmark.
How much did they offer?
So they offered $100 million, which in today's money is about $1.3 billion, which actually, when you think about it, for an area the size of Greenland, is a bit of a steal, really.
A little bit,
A lot of land. They didn't sell.
Obviously not. No.
But America has a bit of a history of that. Like, most of America is the United States, I mean. Has actually been bought, right? Like,
well, I mean,
Louisiana Purchase.
I was going to come on to that. Yeah,
obviously undersold by France.
The US also has this kind of established history of purchasing added parts of the country, right? So there was the Louisiana Purchase, which I think was the largest one. Yeah. The Jefferson administration bought 827,000 acres of land from France. Any guesses for how much?
Back then? What year was it?
1800. And I think it was like just after 1800s.
You said it was a steal, so I'm going to say $60 million.
$60
million. Yeah.
$10,000.
I think Martin's closer. Oh. Actually, no, he's not. You're closer.
Thank you.
Got my maths
on. $2 million.
It was $15
million. $15 million.
Which in today's money is roughly $305 million, which
is nothing.
Which is nothing.
That is nothing.
Crazy. Think of the billionaires that could just purchase that outright. And that was a vast swathe of land.
Yeah.
But yeah, so now it's developed that Trump asked Denmark if he could, or inquired about purchasing Greenland.
Yeah.
And then Denmark responded by saying that was ludicrous. That's a ridiculous thing to say. And it's a different situation back to 1940, because I think it was in 1953, was when Greenland officially became written into the Constitution of Denmark. So it was no longer just a colony, it was part of Denmark.
So apart from the context of the Second World War making it kind of organically interesting for America to buy Greenland, it was also legally quite plausible because
it was more plausible. This is like literally no one, Trump.
I
want to buy
Where
Greenland.
Where does this come from?
Is a bit bizarre. And plus it's a lot more inhabited now, isn't it?
There's 55,000 people that live there. So actually, not that many. And
I still think there's enough people to be heard.
Absolutely.
Like,
people that can't, you can't just buy them out.
You think about that compared to, say, the Scottish Isles. If you said, okay, I'll buy up Outer Hebrides, Mull.
Yeah.
You'd be like, what are you doing?
Yeah. That's just small islands off the coast of Scotland.
Yeah.
Let alone the entirety of Greenland, which is huge.
Yeah. And then obviously...
Golf courses everywhere.
Golf courses.
The first 1,000 million hole golf course.
And then off the back of this, obviously, he's now cancelled his state visit to Denmark, which I have to wonder if that was his main intention.
Did not want to go.
Let's find me a reason not to go, I could see.
I'll buy the UK. Oh, phew, I don't have to go.
The thing is, I love that idea because it just sounds so much like Trump.
Yeah.
Because he's simultaneously the president who doesn't care about protocol and standard practice, and therefore... is the president you would expect to just say, no, I'm not doing that. But at the same time, he's exactly also the type of person who, you know, just like, I need an excuse. I can't just say no. I've got to have a reason, you know.
Definitely. Yeah, I totally agree.
Well, you think all his administration is just like, no, sir, you have to go. There's nothing else going on. You have to go.
They won't let me buy Greenland, so... I think that's a perfectly valid excuse not to turn up.
Sir, did you offer to buy Greenland? Quick, give me my phone.
Did you think he was going to get this done by the time he was over there as well? Decided, shake hands when I'm over there. I get things done.
Maybe.
So you think he had no reason to go? He was giving himself a reason to go.
Yeah. No, he's like, well, he went to look to me. The deal's not going to be finalised when I'm over there.
Ah. Yeah. Interesting. Mm. I like this insight into the psychology of Trump.
But this whole news story, I think, has brought up three questions that I wanted to look into.
Okay.
So one, why would the US currently want to buy Greenland? What's the value now? Obviously, there was an obvious value back during World War II when there was a war going on. It's a very strategic position.
Mm.
How much would Greenland cost? Just hypothetically, obviously.
There's not been any price point, has there? He just literally just asked and they said no.
Yeah. He hasn't put down an actual offer. But if we could value it, and obviously that's incredibly difficult to do, what would the range be?
I mean, land is at a premium nowadays.
Yeah.
That's true, yeah.
And then also, can you just purchase a country? Is that something you can just do if you had enough money? So let's look at this first one. Why would the US want to buy it?
Yeah.
So Greenland encompasses 536,000 square miles. About 80% of that is water frozen over.
So it's only going to get smaller.
It's only going to get smaller now. And I think it had
a shrinking country. Yeah. Shit.
But actually, that might not be a bad thing, because Greenland does have vast reservoirs of untapped natural resources.
Yeah.
They have an abundance in minerals and metals. They include iron, uranium, aluminium, nickel, platinum, tungsten, titanium, and copper. And they may also have vast oil fields.
Yeah.
However, the extent of these resources are kind of unknown, given there's lots of pesky permafrost and ice in the way. However, given the Trump administration's position on climate change, I'm not sure that would bother them too much, getting those resources out by any means necessary.
Maybe it'll remind him.
Yeah.
Because he wants his nickel back.
Get out. Just get out.
Doesn't he make sense?
for all of our 1988 babies in the audience. That was a reference to the band.
So I think there's an obvious reason why they might want to purchase Greenland. But how much would it actually cost? And this is where it gets interesting, because there's no way to set a price on Greenland without an official offer. There's no way you can value it unless an offer is on the table.
Right.
It's my art.
But there's several ways to estimate them. The art of the deal, so to speak. So one way you could do this is by finding comparable sections of the United States that could be used to create an evaluation, like looking at other states and then valuing it that way. So the closest you could possibly do are probably some of the mountain states where mineral and oil deposits have only been partially exploited, and then apply a discount for the risk that comes with Greenland, because you don't know fully what the how many resources they have, because it's hidden under.
Have you got an actual estimate number? Have you got a number here? Can we guess first?
Yeah, go for it. How much do you think it's worth, or estimated to be worth?
Quiz question.
Oh, that's a very good question.
Dice wins.
Well, the thing is,
there's no points.
There's a number. I mean,
it's a large country.
Based on entirely my ignorance, I would say a big number, right? Like 100 billion.
This reminds me of
but how much America would offer would be.
It reminds me of Austin Powers when he's like, $100 million, and they just laugh at me like, $100
billion. What would you say?
$72 billion.
72.
That sounds more like the amount he would offer. Yeah.
Well, it's interesting that you say that. So 24/7 Wall Street estimated the value of Wyoming's land to be $97 billion.
Okay, maybe better.
Wyoming covers 98,000 square miles. So based on this landmass, Greenland would be worth 5.5 times Wyoming's worth.
Yeah, but Wyoming's part of mainland America, right? It's going to cost way more.
Because people want to live there. You
mean. Yeah, and it's already part of the United States.
And has more of an economy. But I think that's
it's only
also
worth what you'd be willing to sell it for, right?
But I think that's also So that is $533 billion is the estimate. But it's probably going to be, would be less than that. I think that's on the
US
upper,
GDP. Be a massive chunk, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it's interesting, actually. I don't know about Wyoming in terms of how much they contribute to the American economy. But that's another point, because Greenland doesn't really have much of an economy. Their only major export is like fish, and they don't bring in that much money. They have to rely on Denmark. So that wouldn't be an incentive for purchasing it. And then finally, is there any grounds for Trump actually purchasing Greenland? Could it happen?
I really hope not.
Not really, no.
Okay.
Because it's written in Denmark's constitution that Greenland can decide its allegiance through the form of a referendum only. So So the only legal way for the US to obtain Greenland would be to convince the people that live there to become part of the US. And the way that Trump has dealt with this whole situation, I don't see that happening anytime soon. And when you think about it, I feel like that would be a much cheaper way of doing it.
Yeah.
He could totally advertise and say, I'd give every...
Yeah.
He could give every everyone who lives on the island, like, I don't know, like a sizable amount of money to vote to become part of the US, and it would still probably be cheaper than purchasing Greenland.
Yeah.
So, interesting. There you go.
That's a very good point, although so I hope 55,000,
though. I mean,
55,000.
Yes, not many people.
You wouldn't be able to give, but still, you wouldn't be able to give people that much for it to be...
1,000?
Actually, you know, you would, wouldn't you? Yeah, you would. Of course you would.
Yeah, you could give them quite a lot, I think,
$10,000
each. I hope they would see through it, though, and be like, cling to the natural reserve that Greenland is, and not be like... Because as soon as it became part of America, within 20 years, it would be full of Starbucks and McDonald's and be urbanized, big tourist industry. Nothing wrong with tourism, but I can imagine like American tourism, like massive hotels and stuff like that. It would be awful.
But essentially, it's not Denmark's to offer. They kind of operate autonomously. The only way that they'd have to agree to it, basically. Yeah. It's like if England tried to sell Scotland.
Gosh,
That's
might have something to say about it, wouldn't they?
Yeah. I don't think it would.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think it would work. But anyway, that was my look at this whole story surrounding Trump and Denmark. And I have to wonder whether he actually had any interest in buying it.
That's the other question. Why exactly would he want, apart from the distraction of not wanting to go to Denmark and prefer to be at home playing golf, why would he want to go to Denmark? Why would he want to buy Greenland? I know there's a natural resources. That's part of it. And maybe he knows something.
I bet it's like he hasn't thought about it. It's just his default mode is real estate, right? That's how he thinks.
New land. If we can get a bargain here.
Yeah. And he suddenly... Probably. I wonder if he's like been prompted by this upcoming meeting with Denmark.
He's looked into it and gone.
He's looked into what they have, realized we don't own Greenland already.
Yeah.
And then he's been like,
so we don't own Greenland?
Hey, for the first time in my life, I have the entire US Federal Reserve or whatever money the government has to spend. And he's like, I have enough money to buy a country.
Have a small loan of $1 trillion.
I'm going to do it. Yeah.
I think also it's like part of his legacy. I mean, it would be a thing that he could say he achieved. That would be something quantifiable, I guess.
I bought Greenland.
Yeah,
I don't think he realizes just how big Greenland is, though, right? It's vast, isn't it?
It's the largest island on Earth.
Yeah.
Because I think Australia is technically classed as a continent, like a landmass.
A bit too
big.
Yeah.
This is an island, the largest island. Mm. However, it's interesting looking at maps of Greenland because they vary. The maps are kind of flawed. So they often make Greenland look much bigger than it actually is.
Oh, really?
In some maps, it's bigger than the whole continent of Africa. And much smaller.
Africa tends to always be underrepresented.
Underrepresented. Something biased. But like the Northern Hemisphere is really big and the Southern Hemisphere is squashed up.
I'm sure most of our audience has already seen the kind of real world maps. But if you haven't, just type in a real size world map and it's
quite
enlightening,
shocking, isn't it?
It's enlightening exactly how big certain... countries are compared to others. You fit, what was it like? You can fit 7 United States in Africa. That might
that's
be made up,
huge.
Or is it at least like 5 something?
That's wow. Yeah, that's
I might
massive.
Look that up actually, just to make sure that's not complete rubbish. But yeah, the US and the UK and most of Europe is massively inflated, isn't it?
Yeah, we're a lot smaller than we think. Which then reminds you just how big the world is, because like America is huge when you get there, and even Britain sometimes when you get out into the countryside, there are certain parts of Britain that still. Are mostly rural, and you get out there just like, oh yeah, there's loads of space.
You wouldn't think it being in London.
You just kind of get used to cramped buildings. You think,
who
designed this place? Like, we're using our space really badly.
There was that news article, wasn't there, a few weeks ago that like London's become like the first national park, wasn't it?
What?
Yeah, it's become like a.
I think there are some others.
The national park. Sorry, first city to become a national park. National park.
Oh wow!
How has the city become a national park? How does that even make sense?
Well, that's the opposite.
This isn't meant to be discussed, but
yeah,
I might have to have a look into that one too. Blimey, this is getting really complicated. I should have mentioned that.
You backed yourself into several corners.
One second.
I find it interesting how ridiculous.
Yeah.
Like it could have been. It could have genuinely worked out if he'd run some kind of marketing campaign behind the scenes to convince them to become part of the US. It would have been so much cheaper and might have actually worked.
Yeah.
But he clearly has no interest in it.
Just every time I start to think that maybe Trump is secretly a genius, he goes and does something that is so transparent. You look at it and just like, yeah, you don't think.
Yeah.
You don't think at all.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like you literally this is a genuine thing. Like, I would like to know what psychological conditions he has, because he clearly has something. His brain does not work like a normal brain should. And I wonder if it's dementia or if he's always been like that.
I think it's definitely like extreme narcissism, isn't it? Like he's never said sorry or like,
yes,
in his mind, he's never done anything wrong.
Yeah.
I think, he's never admitted guilt for anything. It's always someone else's fault. Always. Like, yeah. So, okay, sorry, Martin.
So on those two points, it seems that Africa is around three times as big as the United States.
Right.
So it's not quite six.
Not seven. I think I said seven, actually.
Oh, okay.
even more. Yeah, I was exaggerating slightly. And London, apparently, according to Nat Geo, the first national park city.
I don't understand that.
Do you want me to go into it a little bit more?
Because national parks are basically they're owned by the government and run by the government.
And they're protected.
Right? And they're protected. Yeah. London's definitely not protected.
No. We have nice big parks and we have lovely avenues of trees down the road. But
well, this is from The Independent from 22nd of July. So London becomes the world's first national park city.
Is it a city with a national park in it?
So it says, London, on Monday, London shunned its reputation as a smog-filled metropolis to become the first cities to sign up to the International Charter for National Park Cities. So they're using that same name. I mean, maybe a little bit misleading.
Okay.
The National Park City Initiative has been designed to help improve life in cities by working with residents, visitors, and partners to enjoy the outdoors more and make the city greener, healthier, and wilder.
Okay, certainly I'm much more in favor of it. It's a scheme to improve the city rather than a reclassification of a horrible city.
What percentage would you say of the city is public green space? You guess?
Probably a lot more than I think.
Mm. Maybe not.
Well, again, it depends on your definition, right? Because all the big parks are actually like outside the city.
Oh, is it like the city inside there? Or is it the whole like Greater London?
Yeah. I guess Greater London.
No, more than 20%. I'd say.
Yeah, I'd say like 10, 15, 12.
Yeah, 16.8.
Oh.
And 8 million trees in the city.
Oh. That's quite scary.
Paris is 8.8%.
Yeah.
Suck it, Paris.
Yeah. Double the green spaces. But yeah, anyway. So it seems like we've kind of self-declared a national park city. But it sounds like a good scheme.
It's more like an aspiration than an actual.
Seems like it.
Yeah, that's okay. I'm fine with the aspiration. I'm not so keen on the whole, like, you are a national park.
It's not.
We're really not.
No.
We're in a basement.
The closest city I've lived in that's been near to that is Sheffield. Because if you go up to the tallest point in Sheffield, it just looks like a forest. Because there's tons of trees. It's an old industrial city, but a lot of it's one of the greenest cities in the UK, and also backs onto the Peak District, which helps quite a lot.
I do like that going.
That's interesting. Yeah.
Especially Midlands and north of Britain. There's so many cities where actually they're really good at growing trees. Which sounds like a dumb thing to say.
Yeah, good seeds.
Of all the places I was expecting you to come out with then, it was not Sheffield.
Sheffield.
Just because
people think of it as grey smog, which I think at one time it was, but it's changed a lot.
Anyway, that's what we think. But what do you think? Is London worthy of the national park label? Let us know. And more importantly, should Trump try to buy Greenland? Is it just a stupid idea? Should he even be allowed to? Let us know in the comments.
And what would he do with it? If he bought Greenland, what would be there?
Mm. Yeah.
Nuclear testing?
One more question. If you could buy a country, what country would you buy?
That's such an Alan Partridge thing to say. Which country would you buy?
Oh.
Oh. Mm. That's a good question.
Scotland.
Scotland. Any country.
Budget an issue?
Money is not an issue in this case.
Actually, I think right now I'd probably buy Brazil. Sort out the
Amazon.
Yeah.
That's a good, So it's doing one for the team, one for the world team.
Yeah. I'd probably do a Johnny Depp and buy a small island. and then go bankrupt and lose it.
By way too much art that you never seen.
Oh, Robin, you flew too close to the sun with your small island. what about you, Martin?
The Maldives.
Nice. Okay. You do like the Maldives.
You're just one-upping Robin.
Never been. just seen Google, good pitch on Google. Done.
Yeah. But speaking of your comments at home, do we have any YouTube comments that we'd like to talk about, or even reviews on Apple Podcasts?
No, we don't. I don't have any today, but okay. Yeah, keep them coming in. They really do help us. Yeah. If you can review us on Apple Podcasts, help get us up the rankings.
Yeah,
it really, really does help. But as for comments on the YouTube channel, Mark Davison, this was commenting on our last podcast, says, "Awesome show as always. I'm not very well at the moment, but your podcast is always a good tonic." So thanks for listening, and I hope you feel better.
Yeah, get well soon. Yeah. Thank you for the nice comment. That's great.
So Pet Me says, "I look at the world today and I cannot help feeling someone is setting the world on fire and sitting back and watching from the sidelines."
Well, literally at the moment, right? Yeah. The Amazon.
Yeah, exactly. I think someone actually is.
I think
that is the problem, isn't it?
Were there rumors that they did it on purpose?
Really?
Yeah, to make space for cattle ranching, I think. Is the conspiracy. I think it is generally what's happening.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I have to kind of agree. Things have been a bit mad in the last few years, haven't they?
They have. Yeah. It's almost like The Dark Knight was a prophetic movie and the Joker is is in command right now.
Maybe, yeah. I feel like it's like we're living in a simulation and the experiment of the simulation has ended and now it's just the scientists going mad and changing some things around.
Yeah.
Seeing how
if we continue down this path,
yeah.
How long will it be before people decide to actually take action and change?
Yeah. You know, like in SimCity, have you ever played SimCity?
No.
When you build a big old grand city and then you destroy it with like all natural disasters and everything. That's what's going on.
I've only played the original Sims.
Oh, wow.
Just keep people in that swimming pool and build a wall around it. The Grim Reaper.
Build a wall.
Build a wall. Build that wall.
So... Again, in our last podcast, Tsukoshi Kanatomo says, "Uncovered going treasure hunting sounds awesome." I've said this to Robin, actually. I think we should generally go treasure hunting.
We should.
I think we should. Yeah. I mean, if we found a treasure.
A real treasure.
I mean, we wouldn't have to worry about YouTube's.
I have a feeling. I have a feeling that it would take quite a lot of prep and probably us to all learn deep sea diving.
See, that's not the part that bothers me, because you can definitely do that in a course. I'm more worried about the whole, like, what treasure were?
Yeah.
We've got to guarantee we find a treasure. But then
it'll be a boring video.
We've got to find a treasure that hasn't been found. That's also worth a lot of money.
Yeah. Either that or we just have to plant something.
We just have to end it in a corny way. You know, the real treasure was the friends we made along the way.
I like it. It's just still the three of us.
Actually, only two and a half of us after the shark attack.
But I like the idea. Something to explore.
Yeah. I'd love to do that. That'd be great.
Do you want another comment?
Oh, yeah, if you got one.
Why not?
Okay, so Feffi Pallavicino says...
Why are you laughing?
I thought it was Feffi. It's a great name.
Feffi?
It's a great name.
Feffi. Yeah, I've probably pronounced it wrong. I'm sorry.
Definitely.
Thank you so much, guys, for making these podcasts. I look forward to them every week and every time they get even better. I'd love it if you guys could try to bring in more guests, especially if they're related to the mystery or news you're discussing that week. Please keep on giving us the awesome content. It's very much appreciated.
Yeah.
So thank you so much. That's a
really
lovely
great. Yeah.
That's really kind.
Yeah.
Also, a very interesting idea.
I mean, that is an ambition of ours.
I like
to get more people.
I like it.
Yeah.
Mm. And actually, I have to admit to you guys, talking about Russia,
Mr.
Vladimir Putin.
He'll all uncovered.
Oh,
carry on.
He's just tying up his horse. That's fine.
Yeah.
Put a shirt on, Vlad. Yeah. We're on camera.
I think that's a great idea. That's definitely something that we're going to try and do.
I think experts in the field.
Absolutely.
I know that that our Jack the Ripper tour went down well.
It was great to have Richard Jones on. That was good.
Yeah, that was really good.
And the ghost of Dick Turpin was very cooperative in our look into Epping Forest.
Yeah.
Anyway, those were the comments for this week.
Very good.
They were great. Thank you. Yeah, please send them in. Please don't forget to review us on Apple Podcasts or any other podcast platform that you listen to, because it really does help. And as always, it's time for our second topic.
as you guys might have known, that on August 8th, I think it was, there was an explosion in Russia. Did you hear about this?
Wow.
August 8th killed 5 people.
Oh, yeah, I did. Yeah. Yeah.
There was a rocket engine test that went wrong. So near...
Whoa, killed 5 people.
Killed 5 people.
You shouldn't be anywhere near a rocket when you're testing,
well,
right?
You thought not, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Maybe so, they weren't testing, it just kind of went off.
Exactly, yeah, exactly.
That's bad.
But there are nuclear experts from the US who claimed that Russia was quite possibly actually testing a nuclear-powered cruise missile.
Mm.
Yeah. So there's a little bit of a debate over what they were actually testing. So then, like, in the days after this, the places that look into basically nuclear radiation around the area mysteriously went silent, and supposedly were faulty.
They were faulty.
Yes, faulty. Oh. Now,
interesting timing.
I don't know about you guys, but I think that this is a little bit coincidental, you say?
Just
the very
bit.
Least.
Just a bit. Mm.
So the question is, were these taken offline on purpose to cover up the fact that Russia was actually testing these cruise missiles?
What?
It sounds like it, doesn't it?
Wait, are you saying they'd lie about this?
What? No. Yeah, I know, yeah. Right?
Absolutely not. Yeah.
So
it's weird that we had that TV series earlier this year, you know, detailing dramatically what Russia did in the wake of Chernobyl. And it's almost like they're watching it. And they're like, actually, that's a good idea.
Exactly. So these a lot of these places are actually controlled by international companies. They're not controlled by Russia. Yeah. Russia has of course, the people who are there tend to be Russian who are operating these. So there are 4 stations, and one of them is called Bilibino. It's one of the 4 stations of a Vienna-based company. And they said that they'd gone offline in the days after the explosion. So in the two days after the explosion, they had been offline. Right. So not monitoring the radiation around the area.
They've got to have been turned off.
Right? I mean, that is literally their one job.
Yeah.
Right after an explosion.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it seems a little bit. So the two places closest to the blast went offline 2 days after the explosion, before any particles from the blast are likely to have reached them.
Oh.
Yeah. So it's like they turn them off in anticipation, knowing that in the future days, the radiation would dissipate from the site and reach them.
But why not just say, "Oh yeah, no, there's no radiation. It's all fine."
Yeah,
but keep them
because
off.
I think these are monitored by international organizations. Okay. It's not just the Russians. So
the data would go.
The data
to other
would,
countries.
Yeah, it would transmit to other countries.
So what do you think they've done? Do you think they've bought off, or they've threatened the employees, or the employees actually Russian state agents?
Well, that's the thing. Yeah. Well, quite possibly. Yeah. Seems like that could be the case. So Russian officials said that the stations went offline as they were having communication and network issues.
Oh, BT's down again.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, communication issues on something that's monitoring radiation.
Wow.
Mm. Yeah. I mean, it does happen. You know, Wi-Fi can be a bit shaky. It goes offline. It goes offline quite a lot in my house. So, sure.
I can't get through to the radiation detection base. There's no signal. Yeah. Use the landline. Oh, I forgot to plug it in.
Get off the phone, Vlad!
So what were they doing? Testing nuclear missiles?
It sounds like it.
Is this an open and shut case? Is there any chance that this is not the case and that actually there were communication issues?
I mean, there's we can't write that
too much
off,
of a
do
coincidence.
We?
Too much of a coincidence.
And we don't have the full information here.
Yeah,
I'm trying to play devil's advocate. I mean, yes, it does sound very suspect.
Yeah,
but you know, maybe it was just a genuine mistake and
maybe
an issue.
In fairness, the problem is here that Russia is definitely the boy who cried wolf, and we know it's a different set of people in power to it was 30, 40 years ago.
Yeah,
but Russia has spent the better part of the 20th and 21st century doing exactly this kind of stuff.
Mm.
So it's completely our perception of Russia very much. Is a stereotype that includes this kind of behavior.
Yeah.
So it's really hard not to think, yeah, they've done that.
Yeah. And actually, you mentioned Chernobyl, but when the Soviet Union collapsed, it was found out that there was an even worse, nuclear...
Oh, yeah, there was.
...nuclear meltdown that had been properly covered up.
Yeah.
That we didn't even know about.
Yeah.
I think we only found out about Chernobyl because it affected the West and stuff as well.
Because it was further west, wasn't it, than the other one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The other one, that's it.
It was just as bad, if not worse.
Because with this one as well, there was a spike in radiation in a local town near to where the rocket
well, that would suggest crashed. Suggests, something. Yeah.
Yeah. And then you think, okay, they turn off the ones that would actually filter out the information about radiation to the rest of the world and the international community, and it kind of paints a picture, doesn't it?
Yeah. Again, it's like those poor five people who died. Again, it sounds so much like the Cold War. This is exactly the kind of thing that happened during the Cold War. Like, Russia would have accidents and people would die because their technology and their safety standards just weren't up to snuff. And then that's often how we'd find out about things that they were up to publicly. Obviously, often the secret services would usually know beforehand. But how have we got to this point? How are we back into the Cold War? It feels like we are.
It does, doesn't it? Especially because another bit of evidence is that I think it's iodine that's used to treat radiation. Mm. A particular brand of this iodine product is basically sold out around the surrounding towns. Yeah. It's like, okay, all right, we see what's happening here.
Yeah.
So the overwhelming likelihood is that they were trying to cover up a test. It went wrong.
Yeah.
Killed five people. I mean, how severe is this? And they're not going to tell us the full extent of it. The latest is that they're working with the international community and specifically the CTBTO, which stands for the Comprehensive Nuclear Test Ban Treaty Organization. So the ones who basically try and make sure that people aren't secretly testing out nuclear weapons.
Yeah.
They're working with them to get these sites back up online and then backdating the data that was collected from the time they're offline as well.
Yeah.
I have a feeling they're not going to get that data.
I have a feeling they're not going to get it, or it's going to be partial or maybe adapted in some way.
It's just like, it was fine. Yeah. Everything was normal.
It was all cool. Yeah. It was all cool.
President Nixon, why did you delete the tapes?
Imagine living in one of those surrounding towns and having to buy like iodine tablets to combat radiation from nuclear tests.
Or is the implication here that the Russian military has gone and bought up all the supplies to give to the people in the test
site? Well, maybe the people around didn't necessarily know what was going on. Yeah. So they thought, well, if we don't know, we're not going to take a risk.
Yeah.
That could be one thing. They could be buying up just in case.
Could be,
just in case.
Yeah.
Maybe.
They just announced special offer on iodine tablets, like as soon as it happened. Yeah. But now's never been a better time to purchase your iodine tablets.
That does
make them three times a day.
Yeah. It does make you think, though, doesn't it? Like, if this is one that's gone wrong, that's the only reason we're hearing about it.
Yeah.
Mm.
What else is actually happening?
Because Russia's a massive, massive place.
We know that Russia and now America were drawn from that treaty, essentially. So, they're building up their nuclear arsenals again because it helps to have more.
I mean, is this worrying? I'm at this stage, I'm not even sure if it is worrying. Just because we're in a position where if they wanted to, we could easily destroy the whole world anyway. Does this actually matter? It matters to the people in the surrounding towns. It matters to the people that lost their lives. Is it much more of a security threat? I'm not so sure.
That's a weird kind of logic. I understand what you're saying, and I feel like it's the logic that certain world leaders are employing, which is just like, hey, the nukes we have will destroy the world anyway. Why not have more?
I'm not saying why not have more. Yeah. I'm just saying, is it much more of a threat?
Well, exactly. That's what I mean. Like, they're using the same logic. There's a logic there. It's twisted. I think it's wrong.
I guess it's kind of like the more that you have, the more you've got to look after them, and then it's more likely that one of them's going to go get into the wrong hands and start something horrible.
Of course, we should be reducing them. But as a citizen on Earth who knows that both the Russian and American governments aren't likely to do that,
should we be worried?
Yeah.
I mean, that's the thing, isn't it? Like, I think Vladimir Putin, at the end of the day, is not crazy. He might be a little bit crazy, but he's not crazy enough to. Surely he knows if he was to do something like that, like launch any of these, it would be the end of him as well. It'd be the end of everything. I don't know. It's kind of I don't know if it necessarily means that there's any more danger. I think they're just kind of the world bullies, aren't they, though?
Mm.
They kind of, when it comes, push comes to shove, I don't think they'd actually ever follow through with these like nuclear attacks. So I don't think it's more dangerous than building it up.
I don't feel any less safe than I felt before this happened.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Plus, we're in a bunker, so
True.
Yeah. Neither reinforced.
We'd be safe.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I guess Vir does build up tension on the world scale though. Like as in he's trying to keep this secret.
Yeah.
It's obviously lying. It doesn't look great. It just adds to the mistrust of each other, right?
Mm. Yes, you're right. And that is a massive problem. But at the same time, again, like everyone, the West's relationship with Russia stays the same.
Mm.
As long as Putin is there, and as long as Putin and his pals are there, everyone's going to mistrust and have proxy wars with them, and nothing really is ever going to happen.
Yeah.
Mm.
It's just...
Yeah. And what do you think the American response to this will be?
Condemnation.
Lukewarm.
I don't think has there been any American response to this so far?
I think they're waiting a little bit on the next results in a few days to get the system up and running and backdated.
Yeah,
and then we shall see.
I think it's going to be strong words, little action.
From whom? Who's going to be saying US. These words? No, but who in the US is saying these words?
Not Trump. It will be someone in charge, like Secretary of State or something, maybe.
Right. Even that high up, you think?
I think it will be strong condemnation, but also very little action behind that.
Yeah.
That tends to be how these things play out.
Yeah. But I imagine that'll be the case too.
Yeah.
Yep.
Hmm.
Well, I mean, how do you guys feel at home? Please let us know. It's a pretty bleak topic, but at the same time, a very interesting topic.
Mm.
Because it's all about like that big mental chess game that's going on internationally between the different sides. And of course, the people who suffer are the normal people, like those five fellas who lost their lives.
I'm sure the people in the surrounding towns,
if they get radiated.
A radiation outbreak. Mm.
It's a nasty thing to endure.
It is.
But shall we cheer ourselves up with a quiz?
Oh, yes, let's.
Yes. Yes. Right, welcome to this week's quiz. Time for our buzzers. Alex, what's yours?
In honour of our new Prime Minister, I've gone for a little Boris soundbite.
Brexit means Brexit, and we are going to make a titanic success.
Bad choice of words.
Really bad choice of words for a supposed wordsmith.
Yes.
And Martin, what's yours?
It's broken glass.
It's broken glass.
Nice. I've gone simple this week.
Is there a Brexit theme going on? What's going on?
Broken glass. Yeah.
All right, then. As I said earlier, the theme to this quiz is Scotland and Ireland.
Oh, okay.
So,
nice.
Some easy ones, some possibly less easy ones.
Okay.
Test your knowledge.
I'm going to do so badly in this quiz.
Celtic neighbours.
I know absolutely nothing.
I think you're underestimating my lack of knowledge of Scotland or Ireland.
All right, question number one.
If it's lots of closest wins, I might be okay.
Who is the patron saint of Ireland?
St. Patrick.
It is St. Patrick.
See, I knew that one.
Well,
I did
well
know
done.
That one.
1-0 to Martin. Question number two. In which film did Irish actor Liam Neeson play a German industrialist?
Oh, a German industrialist.
Schindler's List.
Schindler's List. Well done, Martin.
Oh
2-0.
That was Liam Neeson, yeah.
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 Oscar Schindler.
Yeah, nominated for the best actor.
Okay, I'm already 2-0 down. This is not
like the one on.
All right, then. Question number three. Where would you find Arthur's Seat?
Which country?
Not country. I need the city.
Talking about
Arthur's Seat.
Arthur's Seat. Yeah.
You need a city.
Probably in a castle, presumably.
Let's go for Edinburgh.
It is Edinburgh. Well done.
Oh, my God. I just need to guess. Have a guess.
3-0 to Martin. Gosh. Okay, this is one slightly more open. You might have a chance here, Alex. Question number four. In Irish mythology, which fish is associated with wisdom?
Yeah.
Actually, not just Irish.
Do you know your Irish fish?
The Welsh have it too. But yeah.
Okay. Wisdom.
Brexit means Brexit, and we are going to make a...
Okay.
It's
not... I feel like it's Scottish mythology. Is it like the Kelpies? Kelpies, is that it?
I mean, they're in Scottish mythology, but they are not the fish. It's a fish. It's a real fish.
Oh, it's a real fish.
Yeah. Kelpies are like seal type half human
creature things.
Things transform into. Yeah.
So it's a real fish.
It's a real fish associated with wisdom.
What's a wise looking?
Yeah, that's
folklore.
It.
Oh, don't go down that route. That's you'll get confused.
Um, I genuinely...
It is a fish you will find, obviously, in the British Isles, because it's part of their folklore. So it has to have been around. Yes, of
course. A rainbow trout.
No. Good guess, though.
I'm going to go for...
Brexit means Brexit.
A sea bass.
No.
A wise old sea bass.
Although it is something... It is a fish that you would eat.
Yeah.
I mean, so are most fish, I suppose. But
yeah.
Can I have another guess?
A fish that you would commonly... buzzers, yeah.
Oh. Oh, no, go for it.
Oh, sorry, I didn't mean to, but I'll just guess a fish. Hake.
No.
Is it a haddock?
No.
Come on, I need a point.
Okay, I'll give you one clue and I'll give you the answer if you don't get it. One more guess each.
Buzzer.
The clue is, although the question was, buzzer first. Although the question was about Irish mythology, this is a fish that's probably more associated with Scotland. I'm
just thinking of big fish now.
More associated with Scotland.
Brexit means Brexit and...
I don't know why. Catfish?
No.
Oh. It's because catfish is like the what Scottish they think fish. The Loch Ness Monster actually is.
What do you get in a Scottish river?
But generally...
Sea? Oh, no, mackerel's stupid.
I like it though.
It's going to be... Place. Of course it's place.
It's not place.
It's not place.
It is salmon.
Of course!
Scottish
salmon.
Scottish salmon, yeah.
I was trying to think. Yeah. I was just thinking of big fish and the giant goldfish. Salmon. And I was like, you don't eat goldfish.
I bet loads of people are screaming at us then.
Yeah, it's called
salmon, obviously.
Yeah. Of course it is.
It's a common feature of Celtic mythology in the British Isles, actually.
The salmon.
As in salmon being a wise creature. For instance, the Welsh legendary bard Taliesin could transform himself into a salmon.
To a salmon. Nah, I wouldn't do that. Yeah. If I could transform myself, I wouldn't choose a salmon.
No.
Question number 5. 3-0. 3-0 to Martin.
If anyone listening, Alex was about to say, what fish would you transform yourself into?
And I was like, no.
And that waste
that's
of time.
Not going to go anywhere.
I thought I'd just slide past that, but no. What connects the Uatadini, the Epidii, and the Caledonii?
Come on, Robin, you've got to cut me some slack here.
They're all Highland areas.
No.
Brexit means Brexit.
Are they all hills / mountains?
No. But the answer is what they are, so well done. What are the Uatadini, or what they were, are. What were the Uatadini, the Epidii, and the Caledonia?
Yeah, reservoirs.
They're not reservoirs.
Oh, no.
They were something else.
Okay.
Were they canals?
No.
Ah.
Was it something to do with water?
It's to do with history, and it's got very little to do with water.
Are they Highland arms, like family arms, so different families from Scotland?
No. But, think of like ancient times, a big family.
Yes.
You're kind of close.
Clans. Are they different clans?
No.
Oh. That's what I was going for.
But you're on exactly the right lines. I can give you the answer.
Go for it,
Basically the word. They were tribes. They were tribes in ancient Britain, in what is now Scotland. But obviously back then was not Scotland.
Because
Caledonii gave the name to Caledonia, which is often a word used in Scotland.
Yeah, makes sense. Makes sense.
It does make sense. Anyway... Question number 6. It's still 3-0 to Martin. What does the name of the Irish city of Dublin mean?
Dublin. I've been there as well. Dublin. Only for like a day, but... there'll be Irish people out there, if we have any Irish.
I'll give you a clue. It's two words. Dublin.
Dublin.
It's a compound, so it's...
Green Valley.
No, but that's exactly the type of name.
I was thinking.
Yeah, that's the type of name. Yeah, but that's not what it is.
They're two Celtic words.
They're two Gaelic. Yeah.
Yeah. Knew that. Dublin. What does it mean?
Can we have a clue?
Something to do with Homer.
There is an English city with the same name in English.
Okay.
Brexit means Brexit.
Is it Portsmouth?
No.
Good guess.
Good guess, but no.
I'm just trying to think now which ones are, what makes sense.
I mean, you can guess by using your geography, actually. It's
that feels like that's
in the
clue.
UK.
Or in England, there is a city with exactly the same name, but it's just that Dublin's the Irish word for it.
Bath.
No. It's to do with water.
Yes. Yes.
Think of resort towns.
Ah, okay.
You go resort towns.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've got one in mind.
Yeah.
But you'll go.
Could it be?
Should I
go for it. Go for it.
Blackpool?
It is Blackpool.
Oh, for goodness sake.
Well done.
I hate this quiz, Robin.
I'm sorry, Alex. Dub or do is black, and Lynn is pool.
Didn't know that.
Small lake. Yeah. So there you go.
What in Dublin does that refer to? And in Blackpool? Never really thought about it.
It refers to...
Because the pool doesn't literally mean a pool, does it?
No, it's referring to the tidal pool, a bit like...
Like Liverpool.
When it comes in, it's very dark, kind of muddy waters.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, at the estuary. So question number 7, 4-0 to Martin.
It skates nice.
Test of your Gaelic now.
I could still draw and then win.
Yeah.
It's not going to happen, but I could.
Test of your Gaelic knowledge.
Test of your Gaelic, yeah.
Oh, dear. Is that the language?
What is Uishkebeha?
Yeah.
And apologies to anyone listening who actually knows how to speak Gaelic, and yes, my pronunciation is terrible.
What?
Uishkebeha. Is it Irish or Scottish?
Uishkebeha. This is more Gaelic, because obviously my pronunciation is not perfect.
Uishkebeha.
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 Uishkebeha. Come on.
Uishkebeha.
Beha.
It's Polish for...
Uishkebeha. It is something you're both familiar with.
I mean, that's so general. That doesn't help me.
Is it uncovered?
It is not uncovered. You can buy
it. Is it the JFK assassination?
You can buy it in the shops.
Okay.
Brexit means Brexit.
I mean, just hugely...
That's going to be two things.
Stereotypical. Is it whiskey?
It is a whiskey.
Yes!
Well done.
It is indeed.
I got a point!
Uishke. Uishke is whiskey.
There we go.
Beha, it literally means the water of life.
Ah.
That's a good name for it, actually.
It's a great name, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. Ironic, but yeah.
Definitely not true.
Question number 8. It is now 4-1. Oh,
you're feeling nervous,
Martin. He's swinging back. Since 1962, what has happened to the Chicago River on St. Patrick's Day?
Ah. Turn green.
Yeah, I knew that one as well. I could see you realize it when you buzzed. Yeah, it is. It's 5-1 to Martin. Question number 9.
5-1.
You get 1 point for each of these, by the way.
Oh,
what?
Okay.
Potentially 2 points available for this.
Oh.
American novels, their classics, take their titles from poems by Robert Burns?
Okay.
You probably studied at least one of them, if not both of them, at school.
Do you want the poem?
No, I just want the title of the book.
So that's the name of the
two
poem?
Two classic American novels.
Okay. One Mouse Trap.
No.
You haven't buzzed.
I know where you're going, but you know.
Brexit means Brexit.
Great Gatsby?
No.
No.
So the titles are taken from poem, from the lyrics to Robert Burns.
To a something.
I mean,
I'm thinking of the poem To a Mouse.
I'll give you one book. It was written by J.D. Salinger.
Oh,
that's got to be the most. Famous. To
Catcher in the Rye.
Catcher in the Rye.
The only known book by J.D. Salinger.
Yeah.
Okay, Catcher in the Rye.
From Robert Burns' poem, and the other book was written by John Steinbeck.
As we've previously established on this podcast, my literary knowledge is limited.
Yeah. Well done. Congratulations, Robin, on choosing my least versed subjects. If this was on a quiz show and you had to choose subjects, this would be the one I leave till last.
Yeah. I'm not choosing it on Pointless.
You got Catcher in the Rye. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Martin was along the right lines with Mousetrap. That's not irrelevant to...
I only know about that in the board game form, so...
Okay. Agatha Christie?
Yep, that's the play she wrote, yeah.
Thanks, that's the point. Great.
I don't know. Need another clue. What was the author's name?
John Steinbeck.
Yeah, and Google John Steinbeck. Come on.
Doesn't help me.
I don't know.
One of the words in the title is a form of one of the words in Mousetrap.
Is a form of one of the words in Mousetrap.
It's rat. The same word, just in a different... Same word, oh. But in a different form.
Same word in a different form. Different form.
Parent trap.
The parent
trap. Classic, classic Lindsay Lohan.
You're going with the wrong word.
Okay.
Trap, mouse,
mm-hmm.
Rodent.
What's a different form of that word?
Mice. Of mice and men.
You didn't Alex...
Of mice and men! No, come on.
I think
no.
Alex gets that one.
No, yeah, fair enough. Yeah.
Although it was close. Like you only
and I gave you the poem. Yeah.
So that's... Myself. Ooh, what is that? 4-3? 5-3.
5-3.
Ah, okay. One question. Not worth 2 points, sadly.
Make it worth question 2 points.
Question number 10. The Republic of Ireland flag is green, white, and orange.
Yeah. Orange.
That's about to pass.
three marks.
And what?
3 points for that.
But which African nation has the same flag in reverse?
Ivory Coast.
That was so
knowledge.
Quick.
That was really fast. Yeah. That was really good. Thank you. Yeah.
Someone
6-3 to Martin. Well done. That's really good. So Martin is the victor.
Fair play. Well done, Martin.
Cheers.
Oh, that was good.
Yeah, good.
I can give you the bonus question if you like.
Yeah, absolutely.
Learn more about Ireland.
That was the aim of this game. The bonus question is really easy, actually. Which Scottish and Irish actors have played James Bond?
Sean Connery.
Yep.
Here's one.
Which one?
Pierce Brosnan. Oh, what?
Scottish or Irish?
He's Scottish.
Yeah.
Pierce Brosnan's Irish.
Yeah.
That's
well
it,
done.
Right?
Yeah.
Well done.
There you go.
I knew Sean Connery. I didn't actually know Pierce Brosnan. So.
And where's George Lazenby from?
Australia.
Yeah, he is. Yeah.
And Timothy Dalton is Welsh. Is that
he
right?
Is.
And Daniel Craig is the first... Oh, no, Roger Moore, of course. The first
Roger
Englishman.
Moore. Yeah. Roger.
Very good. Very good.
Good quiz.
Well done. Nice. Excellent show, thank you, guys. Sorry, it was a bit tough, but, you know.
It was, but, you know,
you
why learn. Not?
I'm
just learn someday.
I'm glad I got a couple of things right.
You did. You definitely got
after your after being spoon-fed the clues for the last question.
We have next the quizzes solely on rugby union, so get knowledge.
I'm going to be rubbish.
That's fine. I'm not going to be here, so it's fine.
That's true, actually.
That's true, yeah. Fair warning to all our fans at home. Alex is no longer going to be with us as of the beginning of September.
Only for a few weeks.
I'll be back by the end of September.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Doing
I'll be here
nice.
Next week.
Yeah.
I'm off on holiday, yeah.
It's weird. You booked that epic holiday in the middle of the ocean right after someone suggested we should go treasure hunting.
What?
Don't know what inspired that choice? Yeah.
If I come back with the Ark of the Covenant,
I might share it.
Yeah.
Might.
Well, I love that you come back here with the Ark of the Covenant. That's your first thing. I'm going to work. Hey, guys, look what I found. The Ark of the Covenant.
Yeah. Just open it. Oh!
We'll film it. Just to make sure.
Yeah.
All right then. Well, let us know how you did on the quiz if you're keeping track. No lying, no cheating. And as always, thanks for watching and we'll see you next time.
Bye bye.